T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Because of you.
Because of you. It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
All right, let's talk about yesterday. We had the 18th best second weekend opening ever, whatever, some ridiculous thing. Now we have the sexiest man alive magazine covers from People magazine. Ranker.com ranked all of the sexiest man alive covers from People. You want to know who the sexiest is?
No, I want to know the least.
Okay. We actually brought it up not too long ago because he celebrated a birthday. Mark Harmon. Aww. He was named Sexiest Man Alive in 1986 because he was just put on the cover again of People magazine and they did a side-by-side comparison.
Still got it.
Yeah, poor Mark Harmon.
It just looks dated.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
He's doing just fine, man.
Yeah.
Pam Dauber, he's happy.
Yeah, lots of money.
But let me tell you, at the bottom of the barrel here, there are some more recent covers.
Oh, really?
Like Adam Levine from 2013.
Really?
Yeah, he's in the bottom five. And unfortunately, Swayze? No, Wayze.
Really?
Yeah, he's number 16 on the list.
What?
I'm sad. Patrick Swayze.
That's not very nice for someone that's not with us anymore.
Rest in peace.
And he's very, very sexy.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Top five. The Rock from 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Idris Elba from last year. I should hope last year's makes it into the top. Hugh Jackman. Kevin's wife's one of her faves.
Yeah. More of my daughter because of The Greatest Showman.
Chris Hemsworth comes in at number two. And then Kevin's wife's most fave.
Ryan
Lee Horsley.
Ryan Reynolds. Who's been on People for Sexiest Man Alive. Ryan Reynolds. She's a big fan of The Green Lantern.
What year was Ryan Reynolds' cover?
2010.
Okay.
It's interesting because that's a trend of very action hero-y kind of...
Yeah.
Pretty much all five of those.
You're absolutely right. Who was the fifth again, Jen?
The fifth was...
The Rock. Ryan Reynolds?
The Rock.
Yeah. Well, all four are even... the top four are all comic book guys.
Wow.
Just in case you're curious, 97 Clooney beats 2006 Clooney.
Every time.
Oh my gosh, speaking of not sexy, I'm sorry, but I'm sure she would agree. Poor Jessica Simpson, she is like April the Giraffe. Actually, she's not like April the Giraffe because April the Giraffe finally gave birth. Jessica Simpson has been in a gestational holding pattern for a good 36 months.
Do you think it's because she announced it really early? I mean, she has been pregnant for longer than the normal pregnancy time.
Yeah. She's a teeny tiny girl. And that's the thing. That's the nice thing about a long torso. It takes a long time for that baby to pop. But when you're tiny, like she is, like 5'2" or something, like that baby pops immediately, and you look very pregnant
for a
long time.
This baby's gonna come out 4 years old.
I know.
Yeah.
She took a picture and posted it online, and God love her. I mean, she's just embracing it. She put Jess, J-E-S-S. Gestation. And she's just sitting there like,
this is what it is.
This is my life, being pregnant. Oh, my Lord.
How many does she have? Anybody know?
Two.
Girl and a boy.
This is baby number, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. She's probably finished after this. Julia Roberts talking about one of her movies that you wouldn't be able to make now.
Duh. Mystic Pizza.
The Mexican?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have made it so in the first place.
Yeah. Well, speaking of not wanting to make films, she didn't want to do Notting Hill, but she's glad she did.
I love that movie so much.
She said, I did not want to do that movie. The pitch of it sounded awful. Do you want to come and play the world's biggest movie star and then fall in love with a bookshop owner? She said, no.
Oh.
Then she met the filmmakers and she liked them so much, she figured, what the heck? And she loves it. But she said, in the aftermath of the Me Too movement, she doesn't think Pretty Woman could be remade today.
No, it couldn't.
It seems like a lot has changed.
The hooker with a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. So she said, just enjoy the original, I guess.
Yeah, there's a few scenes in there that are a little unnerving. They really fight.
Who?
Julia and Richard Gere. What's next, Jen?
Let's talk about Bird Box. There's a sequel, but you won't find it on Netflix. The author is writing a sequel to the book. It's called Mallory. That's Sandra Bullock's character. Spoiler alert. It comes out October 1st and takes place 8 years after the events of the first book. No words on whether Netflix will make a movie out of the sequel, but they had so much success with the original Bird Box, they'd probably be dumb not to. Speaking of the success of Bird Box, we have a little Netflix fun for you coming up. Do you think I should tell people what it is?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
We are doing the Courtney and Company Netflix binge-worthy bracket, where we took the 32 best original Netflix series or movies, and they're going to go head-to-head until we name the all-time best thing to watch on Netflix. And there were some shows like that have become really popular through Netflix again, like The Office or The Great British Baking Show, but it had to have been developed and produced by Netflix.
Although we did have you in there, didn't we?
And I didn't put you in there because it was on Lifetime first.
Okay.
But I did do Arrested Development and Gilmore Girls because they had additional seasons on Netflix.
Yes.
So there you go. And there's going to be a new interactive series on Netflix called You Versus Wild, where Bear Grylls goes on adventures and you get to make decisions for him.
Hmm.
After the success of the Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
I still haven't given it a chance. It sounds so complicated to me and stresses me out thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, April 10th is when it starts. That's Entertainment Shebig. You can see more Shebig online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Let's start all around Alton. Landmarks Boulevard at Broadway in Alton. An accident reported there.
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
Entertainment Schmig.
Woo! So much to cover, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
First of all, at Y98.com, worth watching today, The Tonight Show NCAA Mascot Slam Dunk and Three-Point Contest. It was all the A-10 teams because they played the A-10 tournament in New York City over the weekend. And big spoiler alert here, St. Louis Billikens mascot won the slam dunk and the three-point contest.
Man. The winner of the most slam dunk and three-point contest is the St. Louis Billiken.
That's what I said, mm-hmm. Gary.
That was Higgins.
I know. I forgot his name. Chris Higgins.
Steve.
Steve
Chris
Higgins.
Chris Higgins is a meteorologist.
On Fox 2. Making stuff up and passing it off as fact. Wow. Also online at Y98.com. Comic-Con or WizardCon, is it?
Wizard World.
Comic-Con. Again, making stuff up. Yep. Coming to St. Louis, and Aquaman himself, Jason Momoa, will be here in St. Louis. And we have your photo passes where you can meet him, take a picture. Making stuff up.
Photo passes.
Well, it's like not a meet and greet. You can,
but it is a meet and greet.
But it is, and you get to have your picture taken.
Yeah, somebody is going to win a chance to get their picture taken with Jason Momoa.
Enter at Y98.com. Okay. Now I'm going to move on to stuff that I really know about. For real.
We'll see.
For real, you guys. MySpace. I know a lot about MySpace. No, they just made an announcement. Apparently, people are still using it. And last year, music links on the site stopped working. Now, let me ask you, Ludo, back in the day, did you have music up on MySpace?
Yeah, we killed it on MySpace.
Okay. MySpace said they were working on it, but now they've admitted that they accidentally deleted all of the music files.
Uh-oh.
About 50 million MP3 files, which, here's the deal. 12 years worth of music. They said that is as a result of a server migration project. Stuff may no longer be available. Someone said this. I'm not buying it for a second. The cost of them trying to move all of this stuff over, they just deleted all of it. That's what somebody said on Twitter.
I think they really did.
But when you think about all of the artists who are discovered on MySpace, okay, Calvin Harris, not Jason Momoa, Calvin Harris, Arctic Monkeys,
Chris Higgins,
Adele, and Colby Calais.
Wow.
All signed due to them posting music on MySpace.
I wonder what the value of MySpace is now compared to what, you know, like I feel like someone could buy MySpace for $1,000.
Yeah, right.
And then it could be MySpace, literally.
Yeah, really.
I think there's a site where you can get the assessment of a web address. Let me see if I can find that real quick.
Yeah, keep us posted. Lance.
Okay.
Stars, they're just like us. And this time, Justin Bieber is just like Kevin. Justin Bieber has started practicing cupping. A few years ago, it wasn't a can Kevin, but we had someone come in and perform cupping on Kevin's back. Man. And apparently he had so many toxins.
It was
bad.
It was not pretty.
Very sensitive. I need to wipe that picture off of my Instagram page because I don't post a lot on Instagram because I like to have a private life. But that picture shows up. It's one of the few pictures I have, and it grosses me out.
Wait, so what does that mean? If you have toxins, how does that...
Apparently, when you get cupped, and Michael... I was going to say Michael Scott from The Office. the swimmer.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
A lot of the athletes were doing
it. Paltrow's done it. It just looks like you have bruising on your back. Kevin was, like, oozing toxins.
Really?
I've never been cupped.
And it's a thing that they put these cups on your back. It has nothing to do with playing Little League baseball.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Little St. Louis flavor for you. Andy Cohen will be co-hosting the fourth hour of the Today Show this morning. And Nick Offerman's coming to St. Louis. If you're a big fan of him with Parks and Rec, or maybe you're a big fan of his whittling.
He has Slingers commercials.
Yep. He has a wood shop. You can buy, like, he makes tables and all sorts of stuff.
It's a great follow on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Offerman will be at Stiefel Theater in September. And we have all the ticket details online at Y98.com. I'm not sharing all of them with you because I want to get my tickets before you do. No, I'm just kidding. There's a pre-sale and we have a pre-sale code. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. for that private pre-sale. Rob Lowe, Parks and Rec co-star of Nick Offerman, is hosting a new game show. It's described as an obstacle course for the mind. It's called Mental Samurai and it's on tonight on Fox at 8 o'clock.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
Also, Amy Schumer's stand-up special, Growing, drops on Netflix today. She, by the way, was talking about her husband. Did you see the story?
Yeah. He's on the spectrum, I think.
He is. And she said all of the reasons that he falls on the spectrum are all of the reasons she fell in love with him.
Hmm.
Taylor Swift's three favorite dinner party recipes. We're still talking about this. It's taking people years and years to comb through this Elle magazine article that she wrote, like 30 pieces of advice as she turns 30.
And she said that these are her three no-fail, guaranteed crowd-pleasing recipes.
Yes, her dinner party meals. And one of her fans tried all of them and then ranked them. Ina Garten's spaghetti and meatballs comes in at number one. Nigella Lawson's, I'm going to mispronounce this, chicken. Mughlai chicken. It's got lots of spices. Curry.
That's number two.
Number two. And then Jamie Oliver's fajitas with mole sauce comes in at number three. But she said they were all delicious. So there you have it. You can see those recipes online at Y98.com as well. And Lance Hildebrand now with a final look at traffic.
Any update on the website thing?
Yeah, I looked it up, and for a frame of reference, Google.com is valuated at $150 million, which seems really low.
Really low.
So keep in mind what the perspective of it. It says MySpace is valued at $112,000.
Really?
Yeah, but Google's at $150 million.
Yeah, that's true.
Seems kind of low.
Yeah.
I feel like that's overpriced for MySpace.
Might be.
But under for Google. You guys want to go in and see if we can know?
I'm thinking if that's the real deal, let's just, let's bid $160 and call it a day.
Right.
It would help Courtney and Company's search results, I think.
Let's start over on the Illinois side. In Troy, got a crash. US 40 by Triad High School. They were moving it onto the parking lot there at the school. In Forestell, they may still be working with that crash from early in the rush hour. It was on Veterans Memorial Parkway just east of Highway T. In Orchard Farm now, Highway 94 near Highway V, there's an accident there. Northbound 270 after 21 is all over on the right side. But once you get past that, and even really driving past it, it's not grabbing too much attention for the drivers going past. And it's a pretty good run past that most of the way up to Manchester.
What's this?
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
The streets, they call him the street.
It's a birthday song?
Okay, so Ray Stevens is being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So I wrote down on Jen's paper to mention it, and I just wrote the streak, and she did not know what that meant. Back in the day, Ray Stevens would sell his comedy albums on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the commercial was on. I don't remember ever hearing it on the radio, but I think he made a lot of money with his funny songs.
Oh, okay.
So congratulations to you, Ray Stevens.
Yeah, congrats.
Way to go, Ray Stevens.
Okay, before we get to celebrity birthdays, there's an anniversary. How many years ago did Justin Bieber release his debut album? It happened on this day. How many years ago?
10.
No, it had to be 15.
12.
Say 9.
9 years, you guys.
That's it?
We've only had Justin Bieber around for 9 years. Doesn't it seem like forever?
Wow.
I know. It does feel like a lot longer. Okay. Happy birthday to Bruce Willis.
Oh, wow.
Mm. How old is John McClane?
63. I have no idea.
67?
I'm going to go 62.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So I guess I'll say 61.
64. Courtney, you were one off. You were very close. But you weren't Glenn close. It's her birthday today. How old is she?
Oh, man.
Gosh. That's tough. I'm going to wait and see what you guys guess.
74.
Yikes.
30, 40, 50. I'm going to say she's 65.
What did you say? 74?
I said 74.
I'm going to say...
Fatal Attraction came out in 87. She was not young then.
I'm going to say 68.
69.
72.
Oh, wow. Kevin
was closest with 74. And then I was like, who else do I pick? Do I pick Harvey Weinstein?
No.
You don't really want to wish him a happy birthday.
No.
He's 67. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. No.
Kind of boring.
There was one that I was like on the fence about. And then Chris, one of our listeners, sent me a message.
Chris Ritter.
Yes. Do you know who it is?
I do.
He said, for your celebrity birthdays today, happy birthday to the eldest and original active member of the Pointer Sisters, Ruth Pointer. Returning from a multi-city tour of New Zealand and Australia. Man, he did a deep dive.
Oh, he didn't need to dive. He knows all this off the top of his head.
Ruth recently had knee replacement surgery. Here's to a speedy recovery. She'll be back jumping and neutron dancing before you know it. How old is Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters?
I don't know.
80s staple. By the way, if you're like Pointer Sisters, you need to...
Yeah, there's some good ones.
You need to Spotify the Pointer
Sisters. I think my favorite
today.
Is the one
Fire is, I think, my favorite.
Fire. That Bruce Springsteen covered?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
A Romeo and Juliet.
I'm going to say she's 78.
I'm going to say 74.
I'm going to say 76.
75.
Man, I thought you guys were really going to Patti LaBelle this one because, you know, who knows? Ruth Pointer. Really, who knows? Chris does. She's 73.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, Ruth Pointer. Okay.
That celebrity birthday is happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
Live from downtown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.